Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the question, who is Jesus? I once heard the story of missionaries in Africa who were taking the gospel message to villages that were unreached. As the missionaries crossed a river, they met a woman and asked her if she knew Jesus. Her response was, no one by the name of Jesus lives in my village. You know, approximately 2,000 years ago, on the first Palm Sunday, Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the colt of a donkey. The crowds are quick to give him a king's welcome. They are looking for a Messiah who would once again establish Israel as a mighty nation and one who would lift the burden of Roman occupation. As the crowds shouted, Hosanna, they put the coats and palm branches on the road before Jesus. It would be the equivalent of a red carpet experience. Bible scholars tell us the crowd in Jerusalem could have been as large as 5 times its population due to the many travelers who had come to the city to celebrate Passover. Listen to how Matthew chapter 21, verses 10 and 11 describe what happens next. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." But here's the problem. Who the crowd wanted Jesus to be is not who he was. It was a clear case of mistaken identity, or at least mistaken purpose. Save us meant save us from Roman rule and occupation. Jesus came as a savior and as a king, but not as an earthly one. He came for a greater purpose. He came to save us from a greater oppression than a Roman army. He came to save us from our sins that would keep us from God for eternity. He came to be the king of our hearts. This brings us to an important question. Who is this? Who is Jesus? Is he just a historical figure, a religious leader, a philosopher, and a teacher? Was he a revolutionary or a political rebel? Is he just an imaginary person and a myth? Or is Jesus the Messiah, the King of the Jews, a Savior, and God in the flesh? Like the woman the missionaries encountered in Africa, many people today are confused about who Jesus is. A 2020 study reported by the Christian Post showed that 52% of U.S. adults say they believe that Jesus Christ is not God. Nearly 1/3 of evangelical Christians in the survey agreed that Jesus is not God. This study sure makes me wonder, on what are people basing their salvation? Here's what we know from the scriptures. Jesus is God. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 and 14 say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." We also know that Jesus is our Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Finally, we know that Jesus is our King. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 11, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Who is Jesus Christ? This is the most important question you will ever be asked. A good man? A great teacher? A revolutionary leader? Or is he the Christ, the Son of the living God? Who was he? Who is he? Your eternal destiny hangs on your answer. And here's today's challenge. Have the courage today to put your faith in Jesus and trust him as the Savior of your soul. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.